before you do another thing, just take this tip from Brother B.
Hound dog.
For Chesterfield.
Hound dog.
For Chesterfield.
Try a pack of Chesterfield and do it.
Today.
Someone wait for me.
This is Ken Carpenter. Welcome you to the Bing Crosby Show for Chesterfield, produced and transcribed in Hollywood with John Scott Trotter and his orchestra, Judd Collins with the Mayors, and Bing's guest, Mr. Fred Astaire. Ladies and gentlemen...
Milked that pretty good.
You really did. Ladies and gentlemen, today marks the beginning of National Boy Scout Week. So this evening, it gives me great pleasure to present a prominent member of the Screech Owl Patrol, Bing Crosby.
I want to spoil your attempt at levity there. I don't want to spoil your attempt at levity there, Ken, but I must point out that as a singer, I am not in the screecher class. My trademark is the groom. I'm strictly from the groom. But to get along to the Boy Scouts, I think we should throw a salute. The members of this fine organization.
Yeah, we certainly should. I presume you were once a Boy Scout, weren't you, Bing?
Just as sure as I was once a boy. I was with the Mink Patrol, a very stylish Washington group.
You mean Washington, D.C.
No, the state of Washington. Washington, D.C. wasn't so expansive when I was a boy.
Hey, there were a lot of boys in your family. Were they all Boy Scouts?
Yeah, Larry, Ted, Bob, all of us were scouts. Many's the winter evening we'd spend at home in front of the fireplace, tying our brother Everton's knot.
Gee, how about all you kids had fun back in those days, though?
Ken, you'll never know.
I think I will. I've got a hunch you're going to tell
That's
me.
You're positively clairvoyant. You see, Ken, when we were boys in Spokane, we had a summer camp at a place called Spirit Lake.
That's a spirit.
Now watch it.
All right.
There was a Boy Scout camp on one side of the lake, and on the other side, there was a Girl Scout camp. See, we used to send the mushiest smoke signals back and
forth.
You know, I became acquainted with one of the girls by Indian telegraphy. We became very good friends.
I'll say, this sounds exciting.
Oh, it was. All summer, we went berry picking in the woods, and in the fall, we went hazelnutting.
Mm-hmm.
Incidentally, that was her name, Hazelnutting.
Hazelnutting.
Mm.
Was she pretty?
Nutting. I guess the time, though, you know, when you're young, she seemed like a walking dream. I'll never forget her pigtails, her flappy midi blouse, the braces on her teeth, and how her long underwear bunched up under her black cotton stocking.
Oh, I imagine you two had some times together.
Yes. You know, Hazel was the bugler for her troop.
Was she?
Yes, sir. Boy, she had a lip on her trip a pig. But, Ken, I must pass along. This reminiscing of my youth is bringing a tear to my jaundiced eye. Ken, I think I'd better get on to the opening selection, which is dedicated to Hazel Nutting, wherever she may be. John Scott?
You keep me waiting till it's getting aggravating. You're a slow poke. I wait and worry, but you never seem to hurry. You're a slow poke. Time means nothing to you. I wait. Here you come late again. 8 o'clock, 9 o'clock, 9:45. Why should I linger every time you snap your finger, little slow poke? Why can't you hasten when you see the times are wasting? You're a slow poke, my dear. Why should I keep trying to change you? Not the thing to do. I guess I'll have to learn to be a slow poke too. I should I linger every time you snap your finger, little snowpoke? Why can't you hasten when you see the time's a-wasting? Such a slow poke, my dear. Why should I keep trying to change you? Not the thing to do. I guess I'll have to learn to be a slow poke, too. I guess I'll have to learn to be a slow poke.
Folks from all over the country, sales reports are coming, showing Chesterfield sales up in city after city, town after town. Yes, Chesterfields are moving fast everywhere you go. And here are the reasons. Chesterfields are much milder, and they give you the added protection of no unpleasant aftertaste. 1,564 tobacco growers tell you that Chesterfields are milder. You'll see how much milder when you smoke them. The added protection of no unpleasant aftertaste has been confirmed by a leading research organization, an added protection you'll enjoy when you smoke Chesterfield. Pretty soon now, you'll hear me telling you about Chesterfield sales increasing in your hometown, just as they're increasing fast in Portland, Maine, Mobile, Alabama, Billings, Montana, Sacramento, California, and places all over. Meanwhile, sound off for Chesterfield. For the first time, you'll get the cigarette that's much milder, with the added protection of no unpleasant aftertaste. The best cigarette for you. Try a pack of Chesterfield today.
Another French tune is at our shores. This one is by the French singer and composer Charles Trenet, with a lyric by Miss Florence Phillips. Thank you very much. Now, folks, I'm honored to present one of the great, one of the really great, all-time, all-around talent in this business of ours, this show business. A fellow whom I've had the pleasure of knowing and working with for a good many years. Here now, through the courtesy of Metro-Goldwyn-Mayer Studio, is Mr. Fred Astaire.
Thank Thank you, Bing.
Fred, you're looking great. Really, you are. Full of bounce. You really came out here on the bounce. You're really in the pink. You haven't changed a bit since I saw you last. When was that? When did I see you last?
Last night.
Fred, you've done it. You've broken the code of the radio guest star.
What do you mean?
Well, for the sake of conversation, you should act as if we haven't seen each other for months, for ages. That way we can ask each other a lot of questions.
Oh, yeah.
Now, let's start over. Fred, you're looking great. You haven't changed a bit since I saw you last. When was that, anyway?
Last night, and I'm sorry I saw you.
Fred, we've got to start somewhere. Now, just to commence this chit-chat, I want to tell you, I see all your pictures. I must say that your dancing improves the day.
Well, I see all your pictures, Bing, and I must say you've aged, too.
Fred, you left out a little word there, improved.
I'm sorry, Bing.
Well, I forgive you, because I realize that your eyes aren't what they used to be.
Forget it, little word. Well, since television came along, whose are?
He spoke a book. Funny thing, Fred. Here we are standing here, you and I, knocking television. You know, before long, we're both going to be honest.
Well, until we get a good offer, let's be real masked.
Yeah, look at that. Think that it's in there good. It's the only attitude to take, after all. Now, where were we before we digressed there for a moment?
I believe you were remarking on how my dancing has improved.
Your memory's pretty acute, too, isn't it? Well, I will say it's amazing, Fred, how you dance and leap around the scene. What are you taking, anyway? Four-way dance tablets?
No, but I keep in shape. I train. You should get more exercise, too.
Well, now, you interest me. What do you suggest I do?
Well, for instance, every morning, bright and early, I leap out of bed.
Well, you just lost me right there.
Don't just lay there. Do something about yourself.
Fred, now wait a minute. I do exercise. I think I have a pretty good physique.
Take a look at my physique.
Well, it's all right if you like bones. Knee bones connected to the bones.
I try to keep thin. What are you taking? Four-way spread tablets?
Fred, you've hurt me, my friend, to say a thing like that. That has done it. I will be in the gym promptly at 8 a.m. tomorrow morning.
Well, for the first few days, just sit there and watch the others. Don't lift anything.
I can lift good enough. After all, I've been carrying Hope for years, and that's no itty-bitty bundle.
Thank you. Incidentally, Bing, I've been meaning to congratulate you and Bob.
On what?
On being invited not to attend the British Amateur Golf Tournament.
That was sort of an odd invitation,
yes,
wasn't it?
Yes, to the point.
Yes, it's true. You saw the story in the papers, then.
Yeah.
Well, Fred, I don't really blame the British newspaper, that particular one. I think it was the London Star, for taking a crack at Bob and me. After all, we must always consider, always remember, that the British never quite got over the Boston Tea Party.
You know, you and Bob should never have gone to that party.
Now, wait. Fred, I give you my word of honor. I had no idea we were going to dump all that tea in Boston Harbor that night.
You knew.
No,
you
we did. No, no, no. Hope told me we were doing a USO show for some British seamen. That's all I know. Next thing I knew, we're all dressed up like Indians and we're hacking away at those bundles of tea.
Well, that party is over and you can take your Indian suit off now.
This is my straight stuff I'm wearing.
Oh. Oh,
now, let's get up to date. Get away from the tea party. I want to tell you, Fred, I caught the picture, the Belle of New York, your new picture, new Technicolor picture. I saw it the other night.
Well, that'll help you when we discuss money later.
Yes. But, Fred, getting back to the Belle of New York, I really think that this rich, lush, gay 90s theme might cue us into a little sketch, eh?
Yes.
You know, you and I could play a couple of dandies of that era. We might even wear high-button shoes.
How nice. You won't have to change.
Yes, I've got my yellow ones on. I've got the two toners on tonight. I brought them up to date, so I got the plastic buttons. And, Carter, will you get us in the mood with a little before the turn of the century music, eh?
This is the year 1890. Fulton had invented the steamboat. 1890, Whitney had invented the cotton gin. 1890, Milani was working on his French dressing. Back to the days of the gaslight in a horse car. Back to the days of the bustle, if you care to go back that far. Our story concerns two of the town's young blades, Harry Crosby and Frederick Astaire. Two of the dullest blades ever honed. But they are keen for the same girl. We now take you to the home of Miss Viola Vaughn, the Belle of New York. Young Frederick Astaire bounds up the stairs of her house and rings the doorbell.
Sorry, the doorbell hasn't been invented yet. Boy, I hope Viola's home.
Frederick!
Viola.
Frederick, you come right on in. I can see by that package you're carrying you brought me a gift.
Yes, ma'am. Here, open it up.
Oh, thank you. Oh, Frederick, just what I wanted. A monogrammed assafoetidae bag. Oh, really, Frederick.
Oh, please, Viola, don't breathe so heavy. You're fogging up my chicken inspector badge.
Oh, dear, I'm sorry. Here, let me take your things.
Oh, thanks. Here's my coat and cane.
Thank you.
And my derby. I like them tight.
Well, come on over and sit with me on the sofa.
Okay. I'll sit real close to you like this.
Oh, my.
Now I'll lean up next to you like this.
Oh, dear.
Now I'll take your arm and put it around my shoulder like this.
Oh, Frederick, what now?
Ever see Blue Serge like that for $10?
Oh, you're such a tease. Ah, but isn't it wonderful being alone together?
Just wait a minute. I think I hear somebody coming up the front steps. I hope it isn't my rival for your hand, Harry Crosby.
It's the doorbell.
Yeah, they invented it in the meantime.
See who it is, Frederick. Why, it's Harry and his mandolin.
How do you do, Viola Vaughn? How do you do? How do you do, Viola Vaughn? How are you? Oh, your lover boy is here, so get out the cheese and beer. How do you do?
Good night, shirt. I'll meet you in the wash.
Oh, you
come right in, Harry.
I don't mind if I do. Here, hold my mandolin while I pull the pick off my finger. I like them tight. Hold out your hand, Viola. I brought a present for you.
Why, Harry, how nice. Oh, it's just what I wanted. A monogrammed assafoetidae bag. But what can I do with two assafoetidae bags?
You can use one for each fittity.
Well, anyway, it was very thoughtful of you, Harry. I'm going to give your hand a great big squeeze. Oh,
careful, Viola. Oops, my boil shirt front rolled up on me.
Oh, I just couldn't control myself. You look so cute in your mutton chop whiskers.
Yeah, just like a mutton.
Oh, yeah, who asked you? By the way, what are you doing here with my girlfriend anyway?
What do you mean, your girlfriend? She's my girl. I've been coming here and sitting on the sofa with her every night for 2 years.
Well, so what?
I got squatters right.
Now, stop quarreling, you two.
Oh, daughter!
Oh, you see, you disturbed father. Yes, Papa?
Have you got young men down there with you?
Yes, Papa. It's Harry Crosby and Frederick Astaire.
Oh. It's all right, Ma. She ain't no danger.
Well, we better go out in the porch and sit in the swing. You go get the fudge in the kitchen, Frederick, and we'll wait outside for you.
Oh, fudge. Now, you watch your language, Fred Astaire.
I should say so.
Yes.
Come on, Harry.
Gosh, it's dark out here.
Hook your shirt back down and sit here with me in the swing.
Oh, gosh, old hemlock. Let her flap.
Hey, what's going on out here?
Oh, nothing. We were just sitting.
Oh, yeah? Well, what about the lipstick smeared on your mouth?
But I don't wear lipstick.
It's mine.
What a dude.
All right, what do you fellas think you're pulling around here trifling with my daughter? Your intentions honorable or dishonorable?
You mean we have a choice?
Now, that's what I call a square deal.
Oh, he's a nice man.
He's a lovely
man. Well, I ain't going to have no more carrying on till I found out more about you two scallywags.
Well, I'm not a fly-by-night like him, sir. I've got a good job.
Oh? What do you do?
I'm a street lamp lighter.
Oh. How's business?
It's been bad all week.
Oh, you get out of here.
That does it. Get out of here.
I'm going...
Now, Papa, don't be so harsh with Bing and Freddy.
Well, I wish you'd make up your mind which one you want. I don't want both of them clearing up the house every night.
Well, it's a difficult decision to make. I'm undecided.
Grab your mandolin, Harry. I think we'd better sing the viola.
Fred, this might kill it for both of us, but let's try it, huh?
Right.
First you say it's Bing that you adore. And then you say it's Fred that you're pining for. You're undecided now, so what are you gonna do?
Now look, I can sing a song.
Well, I can tap.
And you can have the Dewey button that's on my cap.
Admiral Dewey, that is.
You're undecided now, so what are you gonna do?
Well, really, boys, I just can't make up my mind. You're both so corny.
It's an 8-ball we're behind. You're the shilly-shally kind. And you change your silly mind on the hour.
Since the moment that we met, you have kept us both upset. You've been playing hard to get like Eisenhower. Now look at Honeyland. You're wasting time.
So won't you draw a straw?
Yes, come on, get off the dime.
You're undecided now. So what are you gonna do?
Oh, but I have so many other offers.
You got fellas, so you say, who propose most every day, want to carry you away to Bermuda.
Maybe what you say is right, but we're not inclined to bite, because we think your story might be barracuda.
Fishy.
Say, listen, Bing.
Yes?
Let's brush this chick.
I hear you talking, Fred. Let's brush her real quick.
Mm-hmm.
We're undivided now, and that's how it's gonna stay. No undecided gal is gonna bust us up today.
Thank you, Fred.
Thank you, Fred, and thank you, Viola Vaughn. Now, if you'll excuse me, I shall deliver Nobody's Sweetheart as a ballad on team.
Buddy Cole, will you drop a nickel in the piano there?
Are you nobody's sweetheart now? They don't baby you somehow. With your fancy hose and your silken gown, you'd be out of place in your own hometown. When you walk down the avenue, Mama, I just can't believe that it's you. Painted lips, painted eyes, wearing a bird of paradise. It all seems wrong somehow, but you're nobody. Thank you. But you're nobody's sweetheart. Nobody's sweetheart. Nobody's sweetheart now.
You want to help me sound off for Chesterfield here?
Good.
Ready?
Fred, here's some advice for your nimble feet. I'll give you a tip that can't be beat. Tap on down to your dealer's store and get the smoke that gives you more. Chesterfield. Chesterfield. Milder, so much milder, milder Chesterfield.
That's right. Now about your vocalizing, Bing, yes. I'll tell you how you ought to sing. Shoulders back and chest thrown out for the milder smoke. Just give the shout.
Now that's what you want me to do right now?
Yes, that's what I want you to do right now.
Sound off
for Chesterfield.
Sound off for Chesterfield.
Try a pack of Chesterfields. Do it.
Today.
Now. Thank you, Fred. Thank you, Fred. You sounded very authentic in there, I thought. Folks, whether you walk, run, or dance, get on over to your dealers and sound off for Chesterfield. Join the millions who are changing to Chesterfield, enjoying the cigarette that's much milder with the added protection of no unpleasant aftertaste. Try a pack of Chesterfields and do it today. In the Broadway show Paint Your Wagon, Jim Barton, who you may recall as my father-in-law in Here Comes the Groom, sings a beautiful ballad.
I still see Elisa, she keeps on returning, as breathless and young as ever. I still hear Elisa, still feel a yearning to hold her against me again. Her heart was made of holiday. Her smile was made of dawn. Her laughter was an April song that echoes on and on. Since I saw Elisa, the shadows are falling and winter is calling. But I still see Elisa. Whenever I dream of
love. Friends, thus endeth waltz time for this evening.
Who's going to waltz through this clam bake with you next week, Bing?
Oh, Fred, next week we're loaded. Our guests are going to be Humphrey Bogart and Lauren Bacall. You may expect a gripping and intriguing drama, the locale of which will be the jungles of darkest Africa.
Mm-hmm.
Thanks, Fred. See you soon now. We'll be back with you next Wednesday night, folks. Meanwhile, what are you waiting for? Try a pack of Chesterfields and do it today. For the first time, you'll get the cigarette that's much milder with the added protection of no unpleasant aftertaste.
The Bing Crosby Show, presented by Chesterfield, was produced and transcribed in Hollywood by Bill Morrow and Myrtle McKenzie. Tune in next week and hear Bing and his guests, Humphrey Bogart and Lauren Bacall. Fred Astaire can currently be seen in the MGM Technicolor picture The Belle of New York with Vera Ellen, Marjorie Maine, and Keenan Wynn.